Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I was just sitting here saying, man, I hope you download the show today. And here you are. We've got a great listener question show for you to get you through this Wednesday. We talk about some of the best limited menu options on the California Grill menu. We compare the Swan experience against staying at Coronado Springs. We talk about why staying on site with Disney Transportation is more important now than ever, plus a lot of other great questions as well. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you, as always, by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all their great services they can offer you on your next Disney vacation today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It really does help, and it's a free way to support the show. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, thank you to all of our patrons. You are making this show possible during these slower times in travel. And if you want to support the show and get some extra content in your week, including Mike in the Midwest, a mini podcast every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1764 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Check out the site. It's got all the Discord links. It's got the links to all of our sponsors, everything you need to know in one place. And actually, it's a great mobile responsive app. So if you ever want to just grab the podcast on your mobile device, just go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com. You can hit play. Bam! It's playing. You don't have to download it. You can stream it. And it's pretty awesome. Ricky, we had to do that because there's no Jingle Bell Jingle this year.
Bam!
I know, so we had to get exactly. Contractually obligated to do that a certain amount of times.
Exactly, and charcuterie. We got to get those words in. Yes, exactly.
Speaking of charcuterie, the queen herself is joining us today to answer your listener questions. We have Ricky. She lives over at themouseforless.com, where we get our news for every Sunday night's live call-in show. And, I get it here first. What's up, Ricky?
You know, the news has definitely been a little crazy for, you know, the past few days. We have Halloween information. We have Christmas information. We're just all in the holiday bubble, and I love it. So we're good.
Hang on.
Good.
Whoa. I was just on Twitter, and I thought Halloween and Christmas were just canceled across the board.
Nope, not canceled across the board. There are still Halloween and Christmas activities happening at Walt Disney World and Universal. So, you know, if you want to see the holidays, you can still see the holidays. It's just going to be different. So it may not be the same, but it's still going to be holiday goodness. So I'm excited. Okay. I get to experience both this year. So I'm excited.
Quit. Knock it off. Okay, question. It's going to be for you and for Pam here in just a second. I'm going to ask you first. You go down to Walt Disney World this specific holiday season. It's very different Halloween this year.
Yes.
You get to dress up as an adult.
Yes.
What's your ideal costume? What are you going as in this special year where you can stroll the Magic Kingdom lands as a character?
I actually should think about this since I can. And I have a costume idea. And it's something that I have time to do now. I did not have time to do it when I thought of the idea in the first place. So I think Brian and I should dress up in a couple's costume, sort of.
Simon Gray.
Yes.
Poor Brian. I love this idea already.
Yes. I always feel so sorry for Brian, but go ahead.
You should. So I am going to dress up as Jock, and he is going to dress up as Gus Gus, and I think it's going to be adorable.
Awesome. I love it.
When she said that, I thought she was going to say she was going to dress up as Jock, and then Brian was going to have to be Lindsay Hangerbar. I'm like, what's that?
So I actually had this idea a couple of years ago when we went with Florence, and
yes.
She dressed as the fairy godmother, and I thought of the idea like right before we went down, and I'm like, how on earth? Like I did go shopping to try to find like costume pieces for this.
Yeah.
So I need to go and try to find.
What guy doesn't want to be a mouse from Cinderella? I'm saying like it's probably a lifelong dream of his.
If I give him this idea, he's going to be like, what are you on right now?
that's what I would say.
Yeah, I love it. I think it needs to happen. It's been spoken. It's out there in the universe. So
I actually, the reason I thought about it was I did buy a new dress yesterday. Thank gosh for online shopping. It is a Cinderella themed dress with the mice all over it. And I love it. And I'm so excited for it. So it happened.
Wow.
Thanks, online shopping.
Okay, that's follow at Ricky Nibs for the updates on the costume.
Right.
All right, also joining us, she is freshly returned from Walt Disney World with a great tan and a smile on her face. We have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Welcome back, Pam.
Yes, I spent some time in the sun and the resort pool, and I got pixie dusted and everything. So it's awesome. Really, really had such a great time. I'm sort of loving Disney World right now. I'm just going to say this. I mean, it's sort of cool to be able to have time in the parks and not spend much of that wait in line. And then to be able to go back to your resort and do stuff too. Like, you actually have time to do that. So loved that. What about being able to roll into the Magic Kingdom around 3 o'clock and walk onto Peter Pan? I mean, I just was like,
my dream.
I know, right? So anyways, it felt great.
So what was, before I ask you about your costume, if you're heading down for Halloween, what was your like biggest, because I think everybody's going down to having kind of some kind of personal epiphany on like what is different. Because I mean, a lot of us that listen to this show, we've gone to Walt Disney World so many times, we just have set routines. And like you say, you know, we get there at rope drop, we do this afternoon breaks, we do all that stuff. Was there something that kind of stood out to you, like dining wise or like park touring or something you saw around the resorts because you stayed at a couple? You know, what stuck out to you that, you know, you might want to pass along to everybody too?
So I think, you know, one of the things that did really stick out is that you can go into the parks in the afternoon and those last like 3 or 4 hours of a park being open and get so much done. I was able to get more done in that period of time than when I've been able to show up at park opening, be there during extra magic hours, stay until way past I'm tired in the afternoon. Yeah. I mean, it just didn't feel so exhausting, right? Like sometimes, especially in the summer, you arrive back at your hotel after being in the parks all day, after you burn the clothes that you had on because they can no longer be worn again, right? You're exhausted. And like, all you can do is be like, take a shower and go to bed, right? Because you're just so tired. But like, I felt like I had time to do the parks and experience so much there and then still have a nice dinner and then still have time in the evening to do other things in the morning and the evening or any time that I wanted. Like, I felt like more in control of my day. I didn't feel like timing was so critical. I didn't feel like pressured to get certain things done or whatever, or to go from this e-ticket attraction to this e-ticket attraction. We just sort of wandered around in the parks, and I did something, you know, that we really haven't done in a while, and that's we spent a huge chunk of time like in one pavilion at Epcot. Like the land is the perfect one, I think, to do that in. Since there's an afternoon shower every day, you know, through this part of the year, you could go in there and see the movie and do the Soarin' and Living with the Land and have a meal there too. Like, you could literally spend 2 hours in there, and it was really nice.
I've actually done that. It was like a joke between me and my brother. Like, we literally didn't do anything that entire afternoon but the land.
Yeah.
That was legit the whole entire afternoon.
And right.
So we literally say to each other all the time, remember that afternoon we spent the entire afternoon in the land of the land?
And you have to think that it, like, the land is just one example, but this happens in other places. Like, when you think about the theme parks being designed, I don't think they were designed with the idea that you were going to run to this attraction, then run over here. Like, not only Epcot, but also, like, think about the Magic Kingdom. The fact that you can go into Adventureland and do all the attractions there, sort of still experiencing that theme of Adventureland. It sort of builds on itself. And I don't know, it just felt like a really great vacation. And I was happy with that. I was really happy to have the opportunity to experience it. And the other thing that really stood out for me was there were times, certain times, like, and they weren't always in the park, but one of them was when you see the castle, like, that is a huge thing. And it still feels very emotional to me. Like, I feel like I missed it. Like, you want to run up to it and hug it or something, you know? It looks so great, but it just feels so much like home. But there were other times, too, like, when you just go out and you're with friends at dinner or something like that. Those kind of things are things I feel like, oh my gosh, like my heart has missed this. And I know that we've talked about this in different ways, but I really reflected on that and thought again about, you know, all these things that I'd missed, and I'll be danged if I'm going to let myself miss any more of this. So, yeah, I mean, you have those moments when you're there, like you just realize that. So anyways, I know that everyone has different comfort levels with traveling. I totally get that. And this is just for me and, you know, my family or friends or whatnot, but that's how I feel. And, it felt great. So boom,
boom. So real quick, I think that we've, come to the conclusion that right now is the time for toddlers and seniors, because you're going to get enough night, get a good night's rest, and you don't have to, you're not going back and forth across the park for fast passes. You're not doing Space Mountain and going over to do Haunted Mansion, then going up to Jungle Cruise, and then going back to, you know, Dumbo and doing this, you know, star-shaped pattern where you're all over the Magic Kingdom. You've done 13 miles before lunch. All right, real quick, before we get to the first question, Pam, quickly, you're going down at Halloween. What are you doing for your costume?
Oh my gosh. So we are not big costume folks. I will just put that out there. I'm not opposed to it. It's just that I'm typically not organized enough to do that. So I would love to do, though, the Carl and Ellie costume. I really would so much.
It made me sad every time I saw you. I'd be like, I can't look. That movie is.
It would be the happy Carl and Ellie. We'd write a different ending to our story.
So. You'd have to carry around the book. What's the book called?
Exactly.
What's it called?
Go have an adventure.
Adventure. All right. Let's get to the first question. Let's go to the chat room. I know it's like 30 minutes ago we said we're going to do questions. Here we go. I promise it. And here they are. Matthew McGuire in our live chat is asking Pam, we were at California Grill last week on September 8th. What's your favorite dish they're serving from the limited menu? So maybe if people don't know, Pam, talk to us about what you saw as far as dining at Disney, because we've talked about how the menus are kind of slimmed down. What was your experience with that, and what's your favorite dish right now?
It is. So I will say there are certain table services that have a noticeably smaller menu, but I will say that most table service restaurants have enough from which to choose. Some of the counter service restaurants, especially in the resorts, I feel like their maybe selection is not quite as, you know, big as we're used to seeing, especially when like breakfast and something like that. But I totally understand. I think restaurants are trying to figure out, first of all, how to manage this, the new way that, you know, the number of people that they have and the ordering and all of that. They're looking at that. So I totally get that. But I will not, I won't say that we didn't find things that we enjoyed at all of them. And California Grill, the menu may be a little smaller. Maybe they don't have all the sushis that they typically have and things like that. But we found tons of things. We actually ate there 3 times during the past couple weeks when we were there. So I will give you some of my favorites. I'm looking at the redone menu right now. First of all, if you like sushi, the spicy Kazan roll, awesome. We had that a few times. It's really good. It's not too spicy. It says it's spicy, but, you know, it's not super spicy. Also in that app and salad thing, they have a great sort of cheese plate, which is sort of like charcuterie.
Yes.
So
similar.
So they have that, but they also have a good salad, the Hearts of Romaine salad, which we got a lot before. Of course, my favorite entree is still on their list, and it's the grilled pork tenderloin, and it's over that goat cheese polenta. It's great. But they also have the steak that they're famous for. They have a black grouper that has bok choy and mushrooms and things like that. So they had a lot of things to choose from. And if you make it to dessert, the Valrhona chocolate cake, boom, so good. It like takes chocolate cake to a new level. It shouldn't even be called chocolate cake, because when you think of chocolate cake, you think of, and there are some legit good chocolate cakes out there, right? Like your grandma probably made one with mayonnaise on it that was like in it, if not on it, that'd be weird, in it, like that was really moist and stuff. This dark, the Valrhona dark chocolate cake is such a deep, deep, rich chocolate that it is awesome. And of course, they serve it with like vanilla ice cream, or it's probably not vanilla. It's probably something, you know, a little more exotic than that. But that's basically what it is. So good. So there are some of my favorites. And everything else on the menu is good too.
So, you know, where my, speaking of chocolate cake, you know where my favorite chocolate cake was from?
Where?
And it's from a neighbor. It was from Bela. It was from Top of the World.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that at the Wave now?
So. You remember that night that we ordered so much chocolate cake that we, Scott and I, well, I mean, we also did. We had a couple drinks, but we brought cake back with us on a packed bus heading back to Pop Century. And we were, because we had so much cake. I don't know. I think I ordered like enough for like the whole table, and then he ordered enough for the whole table. And when we got it was twice as big as
the whole table. Dude, right?
We probably had the equivalent of like a full wedding cake of this cake, and it was really good. It even had like the like contemporary logo on the cake and stuff, like in chocolate. Yes. We're giving that thing away on the bus back to Pop Century. That turned into like the party bus going down World Drive. It was one of the best nights ever.
Pam, they have it at the Wave?
I believe that they are serving it now at the Wave. So check the menu. Check the menu. And by the way, the menus that you see on the Disney app are very accurate, like super accurate. So don't, you know, anytime you have a question and you're thinking about, do I want to eat there or not, go in the app and check out the menu. You can always do that. So make a point to do that. But yes, I believe they're serving it now at the Wave.
Oh, I'm in.
Yes. It's at the Wave. I know, but going up and doing the Valrhona chocolate cake is worth doing at the California Grill. And by the way, we there were a couple times when Steve and I did not have an ADR, but we were staying the Contemporary, and we walked up and they did let us sit at a bar. Now, we were only a party of two, and it seemed to be sort of what they're trying to do to keep those people at the bar, you know, limited. You don't have the lounge space anymore. It's been taken over by regular diners, but we were able to sit at the bar. And by the way, you can order the full menu there. So I was happy with that because, you know, we're lounge people. But
yes, of course.
All we right. liked that.
Speaking of dining, Bethany in the live chat's asking, Wednesday's the day that she can book her ADRs. What's usually the latest reservation for a park table service restaurant? Typically around, I mean, sometimes it'll be right up to closing time. At least within 15 minutes of close.
And I've noticed that some of the restaurants are actually not in the park so much, but the ones outside of the parks are staying open later. One night we were trying to decide what we were going to do, and Steve's like, well, there's a California Grill reservation at 10:50. I'm like, whoa.
That's 10:50 at night.
Dinner.
Dude, you wouldn't finish dinner till after midnight.
Right? And are the servers like hating life? Oh, they're like, oh my gosh, they just sat someone at 10:50.
Seriously, I would have to ask, like, are you a teacher? Because like I'd want to know your profession, because teachers are inevitably like really fast eaters, because you get like a 30-minute lunch and you got to copy stuff and you got to pick up your kids from recess on time. Like, I would sit teachers at 10:50. I would not sit a normal person. Like, Ricky, I bet you take forever for dinner. I'm just guessing.
I do.
Yeah, see, no, I
take forever with every meal.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Yes.
We do too. We order a beer and an app, and we sit there and we talk to each other. And then it seems like, do you want to order an entree? And I'm like, well, let's split something. And then we end up splitting something. And then I'm like, oh, look, we split everything. So now we get to order dessert.
Yes. We do the same thing. Yes.
You better tip well. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Watch teachers, man. They eat it with both hands. I mean, I was a teacher for 17 years. Man, if you don't do that, you starve. I'm just saying.
It's worse now.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you get no time to eat.
You know what? I eat lunch with my wife every day now. So she teaches behind this wall. I know. We have lunch up at the kitchen table. All right. Next question is from the inbox. It's titled, No Dopey? It's from Jenna. I heard Mike say, whenever they start like that, they're always gets me worried.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just drop these into the old file without reading them beforehand. So let's see what we got here. Whenever those first four words come out, it makes me nervous. I heard Mike say that after he heard the Christmas plans that he's less optimistic about Marathon Weekend. I'd love to hear thoughts, reasoning behind it. I really want this to happen, but I'm also realistic. Sincerely, Jenna. Yes, I did say that on one of the live call-in shows after the announcements of what's happening with No Mickey's Very Merry, No Candlelight Processional. Okay, so I've had this floating scale with the lizards. We've been having conversations on Discord and so forth. And the highest I've been for Marathon Weekend, this is just me, just like looking at the world and guessing. And this has Run Disney, you might think they call me every morning to see, okay, Mike, what are we doing here? And they don't. You know, I'm lucky if they answer my calls when I go to book my own race packages. So, no, that's fine. I look at the world and how things are going. And Disney Marathon Weekend is a big race weekend. It's on the order of, you know, a Boston Marathon crowd. It's on the order of a Chicago Marathon crowd, New York City Marathon. Because there's just a lot of people in a place. And now, we have seen some races go off in the last couple of weeks. I know our friend Wade ran one this past Sunday night. I know that Laurie, one of our lizards, ran a full marathon in person, but it was limited to 100 people. So the thing is, with Marathon Weekend, you're talking 20,000 people over 4 days. And the thing is, I'm not so much worried about the race itself. You got the logistics of putting on an expo and getting people their packets, getting people on buses to get them to an orderly corral to get people out there. Now, my personal opinion is we will not see a Run Disney race until the mask mandate goes away. That's my thing. If there's a mask mandate, I don't think we'll see a Run Disney race. I think personally, if I had to guess, Star Wars weekend will be the next race weekend. I'm optimistic we'll get Marathon and Princess because those are the two I'm signed up for. But, you know, we'll wait and see. And the best thing to do, again, this is what I'm doing. Personally, this is what I would do. Train for Marathon weekend. Hold on to your reservation because if it happens, it's going to be the greatest thing ever. And it could still happen. I'm not saying it won't happen. I still think there are ways to get this done. We've been talking about it on Discord ad nauseum. You know, how you spread people, how you, you know, have more buses with social distancing. You get people there. You, instead of running it from like starting the race at 5:30 till 7, maybe you start the race at 3 in the morning and go till 9 and really spread everybody out, you know, with small crowds, get everybody on the course, masks before and after when you're not running. There are ways to get this done. Disney has a huge incentive to get these runners down there and out on the course. It would be a great victory. So I'm saying, hang on. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I'm also looking at, you know, New York City Marathon, Chicago Marathon, Boston, you know, these other big time races. But I just think, we'll have to wait and see. You know, I am optimistic, but also at the same time, realistic. I'd say I'd still sit at about 30% chance if I had to give it up odds. But you can't bring in, you know, it's really hard to get people close together right now. And you got to, I've said this a few times. I mean, with runners, you got to remember running a marathon or a 10K, a 5K, it doesn't matter what the distance is. You do have people that are doing extended physical activity near each other, and you are spitting and snorting. And, you know, I mean, like your body's doing all kinds of stuff you don't want it to do when you're running these races. Is it puking sometimes? I mean, it's not the most sanitary conditions, but we'll hope. We'll hope. So that's that. So let's cross our fingers, everybody, and your toes. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da. Next question is from Charlotte, North Carolina. Andrea has it. She says, Magic Band still active? Hey, all, we're headed down to Walt Disney World September 22nd to the 27th. We're staying off-site. I think it's a hotel Ricky stays at sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that off-site hotel. Yeah, that old
off-site. I think it's a value. Let's see. Will the magic bands we received from a trip 4 years ago still be active for park entry? Thank you. Ricky, what do you think from your old off-site hotel stay?
It seems like for the most part the magic bands are still working from that far back. I have a few that I've used. So
seriously, from 4 years ago? I haven't tried them, but I mean, wasn't the original lifespan supposed to be 2 years?
I mean, you know, just bring it. I say bring it and try. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I mean, there's no reason it shouldn't work in the sense of like, it's not cut off after your trip. Let's put it that way, you know, so you're good there. It's just based off of if the battery life still is good, you know, and I mean, I don't know if it is or isn't after 4 years, but I mean, go ahead and bring it and try.
You know how you test it. I'm trying to find, I can't believe I don't have a magic band down here. I have some, do I not have a magic band with inside? That's scary because I have that so is many scary. Of them. I don't know. But you just lick the back of it. It's like a 9-volt battery.
Yeah, that's going to be the good idea. Go ahead and do that.
We're not licking anything right now.
No, let's not lick anything.
That's true. It's I totally forgot about the world we're living in nowadays. You can't lick anything. No. Okay, so there's that. Donald's got a question in the live chat. You know what I was going to say, too, is I've had magic bands that are brand new that don't work. So, you know, it's crapshoot either way. Hey, guys. And Donald says, Ricky. We bought UOAP, Universal Orlando annual passes yesterday and booked 3 days next Thursday.
Thursday.
What is a must do? We come to Walt Disney World for 10 nights over Thanksgiving and can't wait. Love the show from Seattle. Thanks for listening, Donnie. Go Seahawks. Okay, let me throw I'm going to throw some knowledge on you. I'm going to give some must do's at Universal. You ready? Strap in.
Okay.
The train. The back and forth, the Hogwarts thing, right?
Yes, the Hogwarts Express.
The motorcycle ride.
Correct.
The roller coaster.
Hagrid's.
Hogwarts, whatever. Okay.
Everything in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
The one that kind of makes you sick, but if you got a good stomach, you can ride it back in Diagon Alley. The Forbidden Journey. Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. And you know what? Actually, you know what my favorite ride was besides E.T.? E.T. is a must-do.
E.T. is a must-do.
That is my favorite ride there. I know. It's awesome.
It's trippy as all get out. It's like, seriously, so trippy.
Well, it kind of is. Yeah, it kind of is. But it's a I love that ride. That is like that is like going back into the 80s so hard. I love that ride.
I actually got to ride it twice on my last trip just because usually when I go on Halloween Horror Nights weekends. The part, you know, isn't open. So I actually got to ride it and it was glorious. I did it twice. So,
Mike.
They're not doing that.
I know they're not doing that, but I still love E.T. saying my name. Okay, finally, you know what my favorite ride was, though? I love Volcano Bay, by the way. That was the coolest part. But, and I love my favorite thing was Cabana Bay, the hotel. But other than that stuff, the Mummy roller coaster. That roller coaster is the jam. Oh, with the fire and everything. I love it.
Yes.
All right. So I gave my must-dos. Ricky, now the upstage me because that was an amateur move right there.
I am so impressed. You got some of the big ones. So good job, Mike Roman. I am proud. Yeah,
I didn't buy a wand. You know, I didn't do that. So.
No. But the wand experience is kind of cool to get to see. Although right now I know they're still doing it, but I think you kind of have to want to buy a wand to really get the
you got to buy it from a guy
point.
Like like a trench coat in Diagon Alley, like, hey, are you the guy I see about a wand? Yeah, I got a whole
exactly
bunch of
yes. All right, so the one attraction that Mike did not name because he couldn't write it but is, in my opinion, one of the best attractions in Orlando period is Spider-Man. It is just the coolest attraction ever. I know it was, you know, built back in like 1999, 2001, somewhere around there. But like, it is still like the coolest thing I've ever been on, even to this day. Like, I'll admit, Rise of the Resistance gives us a run for its money, but it is still one of the coolest things. So Spider-Man, definitely. If you like roller coasters, the Hulk is incredible.
That was pretty good. I'll give you that. That was a good one. Because it hit me.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
It is seriously a rush, though. I mean, it's such a thrill. So definitely, if you can handle roller coasters, the Hulk is fantastic. What else is just can't miss? That's, I'm trying to think. Kong is really cool.
I did like
at
Kong.
Islands of Adventure. Yeah. So that's awesome as well. That's, and you know, all these things are doing lots of great things with social distancing. So just keep that in mind.
I love the Minions ride. I just think it's so cute.
The Minions.
I do.
Cute.
I like it.
I did Shrek for the first time. The last time, skip that. Don't do Shrek. I was done with Shrek, and I'm like, all right, that was a thing. So yeah, don't do Shrek.
Does that ride have Donkey in it?
Yes,
I love it. Donkey. Yes, Donkey's Donkey's one of the greatest animated characters of all time.
Yes, it does.
That is true.
And, you know, as far as food, I mean, Big Fire and City Walk is amazing.
Yes.
Toothsome is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And Ajitos is really good, too. I actually had a really good meal. It was at Confisco Grill.
Yeah.
That was in the park. That was actually really good. I got the short ribs, and they were actually fantastic. There's some really good options. If you want like counter service, there's I think Green Eggs and Ham has the tater tots that are like they put tons of different like toppings on top.
Did somebody say tater tots? It's one of my favorite foods.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it is. And you get like a can. There's one of the items that comes in a can.
Hang on, I'm booking my trip right now.
Poo hash. It's poo hash. And then the Today Cafe, they have some really interesting options for like lunches. And then they have their own coffee too, which I'm dying to try. I always forget that I want to stop and get coffee there. So I don't. But they have some really good coffee at the Today Cafe too.
So. There's somebody that likes Blue Man Group. I don't pull.
Yeah, she loves Blue Man Group. Yeah. But they're not playing right now, so you can't see them. Yeah, so.
You don't want to be shooting colors out into the audience right now. It's probably not a good idea.
And Volcano Bay is another must try, I think. Like,
yes.
I love Volcano Bay. I think that it's so innovative. It's so nice not to have to lug a raft or an inner tube around.
It is.
Yes, it's amazing.
I know, right? And their wave pool's awesome, but it's just themed really cool. Yes. You know, it's that tropical theme, and there's tikis that talk to you and stuff like that. So all that's really cool.
I know Portofino's not open right now, Pam. I know it's one of your favorites, but what was that Italian restaurant that we ate at Portofino?
Mamadella's.
Oh, that place was unreal.
The food was really good too, and they have a lot of good restaurants there. Each of the resorts that's open actually do have great places to eat. At Hard Rock, you can eat at the Palm if you're looking for a good steak dinner. That's available. They also have the Kitchen, which is available there. But I will tell you, at most of the premier resorts there on site, by the pool, and we always end up doing this because at Universal, if you're staying in one of the premier hotels, you have Express Pass built in. So you can do some of the attractions so quick, it's like having a fast pass all day long to just walk on things. So we always end up coming back to the pool at some point. They have the best nachos by the pool.
Dude, that sounds so good right now. Nachos at the pool.
I know. Now Mike's thinking about Taco Bell, and they're nothing like Taco Bell.
Yes, I am. That's exactly
nothing. Mike, yeah. Nothing at all like Taco Bell.
Time's ticking on that Mexican pizza, people. Figure if you're a fan. November 5th. All right, let's get to Chris's question here in the inbox. He says, would you rather Walt Disney World Swan or Coronado Springs? We're planning for December, the week before Christmas. Pluses and minuses of each. All right, Pam, start us off.
I personally really would prefer Coronado. And I will say the Swan and Dolphin are both lovely hotels, but like so many other hotels in the area, you can stay at a Westin or a Sheraton, which is what they are, anywhere. And it doesn't really feel like a Disney resort. It just doesn't. There's something about a Disney resort and the way that it feels when you're there. The cast members that you interact with, again, nothing wrong with the Swan and Dolphin, but when I'm going to Disney World, I want to stay on property at a Disney resort because I love that feeling. I love being surrounded by the magic all day long. I love interacting with the cast. They really make my trip complete. I also like, there's just some of the things that you've become accustomed to at staying at a Disney resort. I like that they have a quick service location and that a place to grab breakfast and I can count on it. I like that they typically have a table service restaurant where you can get meals there and you can count on that. I like the pools. I like the fact that Coronado has a really themed pool experience. It's that Mayan pyramid and it has a great slide. And there's the pool bar there, which you can go to. I like the seating by the pool. I like the music by the pool. I mean, there's just all those kind of things. They're still doing Movie Under the Stars. They're still doing some activities at the resorts. So again, those are things that you don't typically find at other resorts. So I appreciate those. I think right now the Disney transportation is really a huge selling point for staying at a Disney resort. It makes it so much easier to just get yourselves to the park. Mm-hmm. And they're doing a great job with the social distancing. You don't feel like you're on top of each other. And they have been sending more buses so that transportation is frequent and you're not waiting too long. So it's awesome.
I will say right now is the best Disney transportation has ever been because they are using their resources to get people from point A to point B. And,
yes.
You know, the whole thing was I've always loved that, you know, even the buses. I've been a fan of the buses. But, the worst thing about the buses, right, is, oh, man, I'm crammed on there. I'm standing, I'm tall. So somebody's in my armpit, for 20 minutes while I'm heading back to Pop Century. Well, right now, everybody's guaranteed a seat. You know, then you're only sitting by people, I mean, it's like it is really, really nice right now. So
I do want to point out too that if you're driving, if you're staying at a Disney resort, I have to recommend the transportation, not just to the Magic Kingdom, but to other resorts, because there is no tram from the parking lots at this point right now. And the lines to get in to the parking lot are often long. And that has to do with the way that they're dealing with all of that and the fact that there aren't trams and everything is combined to that. It's not that there's that many people. It's just that the way that they're not opening up the lots so early and everything like that. So consider that as well.
And Bethany in the live chat kind of echoes that. It's just the first time my husband stayed on property and saw how amazing Disney transportation was. He said he'd never stay off property again. And I echo what Pam said. You know, I stayed at the Dolphin for a media thing because I was not really going to stay there because I go to Walt Disney World to stay. You know, this is just me. I'd rather stay at All Star Sports than even the Swan and the Dolphin just because it's the Disney feel. But, you know, like I told Pam when I got home, I said, yeah. That hotel was awesome. The bed was comfortable. The room was great. They had dining. I mean, you can't beat the location of Swan and Dolphin. But I said I'd love that hotel if it had been in St. Louis. Or I'd love that hotel if it had been in Chicago. You know, or somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, it had everything going for it, even location. But it's just, I'm just a Disney homer. You know, give me sports, give me music. You know, and I know that sounds crazy because the amenity level at the Swan and Dolphin. But I go to Walt Disney World for a certain experience, and I got to get it there. So, that's me. All right, the next little feedback here was a quick review of somebody just got back. Emily sent this in, and she said she asked if we could read this during the show. And she said, I want to report back on an amazing trip I just had at Bay Lake Tower. Myself, my husband, and 20-month-old spent 5 nights and made some beautiful memories. My first tip I had read on a message board prior to my trip that actually... they opened the temperature screening and security checkpoint at 8:15 on the pathway to the Contemporary to the Magic Kingdom, and they usher you into the entrance of the park before 8:30. I did this by myself 2 mornings and on the 3rd morning with my whole family. It was truly amazing, and I got some fantastic videos being alone in Tomorrowland, Liberty Square, and Adventureland. I think this is because of the few people that are entering the park. They all head to the Mine Train. That is true. A lot of people do go to Seven Dwarfs. The craziest experience I had doing this was when I headed straight to Tomorrowland. I was literally the only guest there with a handful of cast members. I looked around and kept pinching myself. Then to top it off, I was not only the first person to ride Space Mountain, I was the only person on the attraction the entire time. It felt too weird screaming on the ride like I normally do, so I wrote it in silence. Now, that'd be scary.
Oh, that is scary. Wow.
Because in space, nobody can hear you scream. I think it's from
that's
a movie.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Alien? That's from a great movie ride, right?
Yes. Yep.
Back in the day. Anyway, it was so cool and bizarre at the same time. Like, really? Who gets Space Mountain to themselves? This was on a Sunday, by the way. Another cool thing I got... to do was walk over and do space while my son and husband swam. It was just the coolest thing being able to do that. Can you tell which attraction is my favorite? One other tip I have is for anyone staying over at the Contemporary Bay Lake Tower, they allow you to order takeout from the wave. You just tell them you want to order food and go, and you can order it from the bar. It worked out perfectly for us since we weren't comfortable dining indoors at this point yet, but we could still enjoy the wave's delicious offerings. Thank you so much for sharing my mini trip report and for all you do on the podcast. I'm a newer listener, but haven't missed a show since I discovered you guys back in January. I also run and have done many Run Disney events, so hope to meet you and other lizards in the not-so-distant future. Thanks again, Emily. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. Good point. So, Pam, you were just at the Contemporary, so you agree on all those things?
Yeah, I definitely do. That walkway, first of all, to the Magic Kingdom is just one of the best things about staying at the Contemporary, really and truly. And the fact that you're right there, if you happen to have paid for a theme park view room, that you can't beat the view from the Contemporary. It's awesome. But even if you don't have a theme park view room, you can go up onto that 4th floor and walk out and see the Magic Kingdom. And there is something about being there at the Magic Kingdom. There's like that kinetic energy that's going on, right? Just being that close to the action. You can hear it. You can hear some of the things going on. And I love that. That's why I'm there at the Contemporary. And I will say, it's been a while since those rooms have been renovated, but they actually are keeping up with them very well. Like, they don't feel beat up like sometimes happens. So I appreciate that, too.
I will say, you know, and I've never stayed at the Contemporary. It's one of the few places I haven't stayed. And Mallory keeps pushing it, so we are going to stay there. I have my places I like. I'm such a creature. I need to do that.
Mike's a creature of habit.
What am I ever doing to talk about? But I will say, you know, that kinetic energy you mentioned, Pam, it's almost as if, like, as I've stood on that balcony out, you know, on the fourth level where you can look over the Magic Kingdom, especially around sunset, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But it's almost like you're looking out on, like, you know how people at Christmas time will put, like, a village under the tree or, like, on the piano or, you know, on some kind of card table in their house or, you know, something like that, where you have this mini little town that you set up every year to kind of admire during the holiday season. It's almost like it's a living, you know, breathing, you know, you see sound, you see motion, one of those, but you're looking at it right there.
It truly, truly is. That's the beauty of it. I mean, that's part of what being so close to the action is like. And, you know, I know we don't have fireworks right now, but just being able to see the lights and things that are in the parks, that's an awesome thing too.
All right, well, that's going to do it for today's Listener Question Show. If you have a question, a comment, or even a mini trip report like Emily, we sure appreciate that. Just send that to mike@brguestpodcast.com. Put Listener Questions in the heading there so I can kind of get it in the right place, and we'll get that here on the show right away. Don't forget today's show, as always, as it has been for years, the best sponsor ever, the Magic for Less Travel. Drop by the website today. Just hit themagicforless.com. You'll see all the great offerings, all the free services that are provided by professional, passionate travel agents that know their stuff. And most importantly, especially in these times, and I've been thinking about this myself as one of the agents, is that 2020 has dealt us blow after blow after blow. But what we're getting now, I think the tide is churning. We're getting to where we can start to get back. And I truly think about this every time I book a trip for one of our guests, and I have guests that I'm booking their 25th trip to Walt Disney World, and I have many guests. This is our first time working together as a partnership. And the thing is, we all deserve some fun coming out of 2020. So I want to make sure that you have a great trip. All of our agents are doing the same. There's a great Magic is Here offer right now, and you might have even, you know what, I'm excited because I've been seeing commercials on TV for this offer. And you know, it's like,
I love those commercials. Dude,
we had, remember before the pandemic, the commercial that was getting me was the dad sending his daughter off to go, yes. I won't even miss you. Ooh, stop the commercials again, Disney, but they're on stop TV. It. So heads up.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, that Magic is Here offer, especially for the folks that can drive in from those 10 southern states, kind of southeastern states, man, it's a steal. It's a great deal. Also, the Magic is Here package is another great offer. Florida residents, AP holders, get down there and close out 2020 a great way. So drop by the Magic for Less, fill out that quote form. If you mention the show, I promise you I'm going to be working hard with you to have a great trip. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online, like Ricky when she buys dresses. I don't know. You probably don't use Amazon.
But it wasn't Amazon that I bought the dress at. Sorry.
Well, when you do buy dresses on Amazon, use brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want to become a patron of the show, thank you to all our patrons. You're really helping us keep this stuff all together here during 2020. Just visit patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Finally, I want to see you on the Discord server. We are right now. People are chatting. I can see it in the corner. It's very distracting, but I'm a teacher, right? I had people that were throwing, you know, spit bods at each other while I was teaching.
Wow.
I'm a trained professional. I can like block stuff out. My wife just walked out of her classroom. See, did you even notice? No, you didn't even know the classroom. I mean, Paige's bedroom behind me, but yeah. So just visit the Discord server, get in on the conversation 24/7. We have a live chat going. Visit brguestpodcast.com and click on.
Was that a selling point for the Discord thing?
It is fun. It is fun.
I get that, but
it's fun.
You didn't talk about how many great conversations are going on over there. You just
I veered off all over. That's what we do on the Discord server. We talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. So, and we're actually going to start. We're trying to get Jackbox games where we can all play kind of these live like trivia things too. So I'm not that smart, but I'm trying to figure it out. Anyway, so just go to brguestpodcast.com. There's a link to the Discord. All right, Instagram, and Twitter, right? brguestpod, brguestmike, and Facebook and YouTube to search for the Be Our Guest podcast and you'll find us. All right, we're going to be back together on Friday where we're talking about Walt Disney World After Dark. It's kind of a struggle, but we're going to tell you what to do. And it's not just sleep, even though sleep is never the wrong answer on a Disney vacation. But we'll talk about some great stuff to do when it gets dark down at Walt Disney World on Friday. So until then, for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to get back to work. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.